Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Cantonese, Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 15. How to Get Rich Quick in Hong Kong, Part 1. Hello, and welcome to the Lower Beginner series at CantoneseClass101.com. This is Season 1, Lesson 15, How to Get Rich Quick in Hong Kong. I'm Eric.
Hello, and I'm Teddy.
In this lesson, we'll talk about lucky numbers in Cantonese culture.
This conversation takes place at a jockey club betting branch in Hong Kong.
The conversation is between two friends, Jane and Wendy.
As usual, they are speaking in casual Cantonese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
一齊買六合彩啊！
好，我買八號、十八號、廿八號。
咁多個八，實發啦！
发达咯。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
一齐买六合彩啊！
好，我买八号、十八号、廿八号。
咁多个八，实发啦，
发达咯。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
一齐买六合彩啊
！Let's buy a lottery ticket together.
好，我买八号、十八号、廿八号。
Okay, I'll bet on number 8, 18, and 28.
咁多个八实发啦
！With so many eights, we should get rich.
发达咯
！We'll be wealthy. Can you buy a lot of different lottery tickets in Hong Kong?
No, unlike other countries, in Hong Kong we only have one kind of lottery ticket. It's called a Mark 6.
Really? Why is there only one?
Well.The lottery is only offered by the Hong Kong Jockey Club.
I've heard of it. It's a horse racing organization too, right?
Yes, it is the biggest organization for charity as well. There are two horse races per week in Hong Kong, usually on Wednesdays and Sundays.
And how often does the lottery draw?
It's usually 2 to 3 times per week, normally on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.Unless there are special celebrations, a certain percentage of the bets goes to charity and government taxes, and the government monitors the operation very closely.
I see. So how do you buy Mark 6 tickets?
There are many outlets around town, but I think most people use a phone account or online account to purchase their tickets. Among the 49 numbers, you need to pick at least 6. The draw is always broadcast on TV, and the show features the organization to which the money will be donated.
Sounds like you know it very well. You must be an expert in buying lottery tickets.
Maybe I am.
Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
一齊
Together
一齊一齊
Next
買
To buy
買買
Next
六合彩
Mark 6
六合彩六合彩
Next
號碼
Number
號碼號碼
Next
多
Much Many
多多
Next
八
8
八八
Next
发
Rich To emit
发发
And last
发达
To be rich Developed Country
发达发达
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we starting with?
六合彩.
Mark 6. What does each character mean?
六 means 6, 合 means joined together, and 彩 means luck.
So altogether, their 6 joined together become luck?
Yes, very smart.
Can you repeat it, please?
六合彩. 六合彩.
What's next?
The next words are 发 and 发达.
What can you tell us about these?
发 literally means to burst out or be swollen. However, in most casual situations, it means to get bigger and bigger or to get rich. The phrase 发达 further strengthens the meaning of getting very rich. 达 normally means reaching or arriving. So 发达 is reaching the stage that everything becomes very big, implying that there is wealth here.
I like that implication. Can you repeat the word for us again? Listeners, repeat after Teddy.
发 发达
Both mean getting rich.
Yes, 我想发达.
That means, I want to get rich.
But keep in mind, there's another meaning of 发 when it's used in medical situations or in relation to humidity. When we use this word, 发 in referring to a wound or allergy, it means getting swollen or infected. That means it's not healing but getting worse.
And, due to the humid weather in Hong Kong, many things get moldy, right?
That's right. So we also hear complaints about things being moldy or fat mui.
So we have to listen very carefully to the context since the meaning is not always positive, right?
Right. But 发达 definitely means getting very rich.
I see. Okay, now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time!
In this lesson, you'll learn how to add adjectives to further describe an action.
That's right. When we invite others to do something with us, we say 一起.
Can you please explain the meaning of the characters and how to use them?
一 is one. 才 means neat or complete. Together, 一起 implies doing something in unison. This is the adverb together to describe how an action is done.
In this dialogue, we said, buy lottery tickets together in the first sentence.
Yes, 一起买六合彩.
In English, together is put at the end of the sentence.
And in Cantonese, we put it before the verb.
So literally, it's together by?
That's correct. We say 一起买.
Is this the same for eating together or going to movies together? Do you say together eating and together watching a movie?
We do. 吃饭 is having a meal. 一起吃饭 is eating together. Going to a movie is 看戏. 一起看戏 means going to a movie together. 一起 is placed in front of the verb.
So, this is quite straightforward and easy to spot.
Yes. And for not together, it's also straightforward. We say 不一起, putting not in front of together.
Can you please give us an example?
Sure. Let's combine both together and not together in the sentence. 一起吃饭, 不一起买六合彩.
We are eating together, but are not buying lottery tickets together.
Right. Now, 一起听.
Listening together. Okay, listeners, let's listen together.
一起听.
How about learning Cantonese together?
一起学广东话. 一起学广东话.
Now, what else can we do together?
落堂之后一起睇 lesson notes.
That's good. Reading the lesson notes together after class.
咁而家就讲拜拜先啦, 一起讲拜拜啦.
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
Well, listeners, that's all we have for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.